Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
A grisly scene in Kenya this morning. More than 100 people are believed to be dead following a large explosion around a fuel pipeline in the capital of Nairobi. The pipeline ran through a very densely populated slum in Nairobi's Lunga Lunga area. The blaze is believed to have been ignited by a tossed cigarette. Joining us now from Kenya is the BBC's Nairobi correspondent, Kevin Wachiro. Kevin, can you tell us what we know at this point?
What we've been able to discover so far is that there had been a spill, an oil spill from a pipeline at a nearby refinery that's situated next to this slum, and the oil started leaking into the open sewers that crisscrossed this slum. Local residents went towards the sewer, started siphoning fuel, and along the way a cigarette butt was thrown into the open trenches, and that spread the fire throughout the slum. My colleagues who've just come from there said that they lost count of the number of charred bodies that they had seen. People started jumping into a river nearby just to douse the flames, and it's just destructions that's taken place, water destruction that has taken place because of the houses that characterize this area. These are little shacks made of wood and timber, so they also got ignited.
Well, we're speaking with Kevin Wachiro, who is the Nairobi correspondent for our partner, the BBC. Kevin, at first there was some, idea that perhaps the leak was caused by someone trying to steal fuel from the pipeline. What's turned up with that?
We haven't been able to establish that. What we've been able to discover was that the oil started leaking from a nearby refinery.
So what exactly, I mean, I assume that at this point they are still trying to put out the flames?
No, the flames have been put out. Right now, we're basically counting our losses. Of 160 people are said to have been admitted in a number of hospitals here in Nairobi. The firefighters were there putting out the fire with foam. So people within the local, within that area, are just now trying to recover their belongings and just trying to identify their loved ones who died.
And not only did this take place in a very densely populated area, as we said, but there was also a number of people who were killed almost instantly because they were trying to collect some of this leaking fuel.
Yes, that is true. To give you a brief about the area, this is closer to one of the industrial districts of Nairobi. So a lot of day laborers live around that area, leaving families and wives to go there. With high fuel prices, people were desperate. You know, this was godsend, if anything, if I can say that, for them to get free fuel, and hence we've got huge numbers.
That's Kevin Wachiro, Nairobi correspondent for our partner, the BBC. He's speaking about a terrible accident in Nairobi, the capital of Kenya, that occurred this morning. At this point, we don't have a real firm count, but it seems that more than 100 people were killed because of a large explosion around that fuel pipeline in the capital. Kevin, thank you so much.